What can you let go of on an emotional, mental, spiritual level? You're trying to control things. You think you're controlling it. So when you're doing these 12, 14 hour days, are you really productive? No, you're just stuck in activity, thinking that activity is going to produce better results. And really, it's diminishing return.
Welcome to Evolve Leadership, the arena where high-achieving leaders are challenged to redefine their limits. My name is Angus Nelson. I grew up in the United States, and I now live in Lisbon, Portugal. I'm an executive coach, and I've spent my career advising and training leaders from startups to Fortune 500 companies. And here's what I've learned. An old, ineffective leadership framework will always keep you on a hamster wheel, consumed with work-life balance, burnout, and stress. Here on the show, each week we'll help you rethink the path to achievement. We'll help you discover new principles, new philosophies to the modern leader. Look, the world is relentlessly changing, demanding a new era of leaders. It's time to redefine your limits. So enter the arena, my friend. It's time to evolve. If you are at a place where you are crushing it in your workplace, but you are struggling in your personal life, you are not alone.
Yeah. And we've talked to many entrepreneurs, right, that think you can only win professionally or win personally, but you can't win it both, or can you?
That's what we're going to talk about today.
And if you notice, Angus, it is not witchcraft. It is not some, you know, AI generated image. We're actually in the same room for the first time in years, you know, but at least doing a podcast. This is the first podcast we've ever done in the same room.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool because my family moved here to Lisbon and it has been glorious, man. What a beautiful city.
Yeah, and welcome to this fine place. And we got to go out this weekend.
Yes.
We got to go see some of the incredible like sites. And obviously there's so much more to come. We kind of did a highlight tour. We'd put in like 15,000 steps.
15,000, that's a good day's work.
And for Lisbon, that's actually pretty light. I knew that you're not in your Seven Hills city legs yet.
I know my legs. You wake up in the morning, you're like, oh, I'm not in Hawaii anymore. Okay. Yep. I gotta walk everywhere.
Yep. Not so much flatland. So here you're going to get like quads and your butt's going to get a little bit rounder because as you're walking, you're getting in shape.
And get some a powerhouse
the,
back there.
The best fitness ever. So we got to see a lot of the beautiful pieces, a lot of the inspiration. Now, you know, like why we appreciate, in addition, what was really fun too is you do a lot of editing of our videos and some of the content that we've created. And we were like walking past this one place and Tim looks at me and he goes, hey, isn't this the place you shot the da 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 da? I was like, this is the place where I shot that. That's exactly right.
Yeah. So I've seen a lot of Lisbon just because I've seen all the footage, you know, of what you've been doing, but really great to be here in person and really excited about this conversation because I feel like so many entrepreneurs, you are met with this catch 22, what we call the entrepreneur's catch 22. Yeah. And that means you can either have a personal life, right? And kind of have a mediocre business, or you can crush it at business, but then, you know, you might not have a marriage or you might not know your kids, you know? And so it feels like a one or the other.
Yeah. And I was talking with a guy just recently, actually, whose spouse had confronted him and said, you got to choose. And she was like putting pressure on him, like, hey, maybe you think, oh, you're all that. Oh, look at you, big shot guy at home, or excuse me, at work. But then you come home and you're just not here. You're distracted. You're aloof. You don't even know what's going on.
Yeah.
And in that moment, you know, what he was sharing with me is like, I don't know what to do. I feel like I can't win. And this is kind of the conversation is people think like you can only have one or the other. And so while we would say, oh, his spouse is correct, like he's got to like pick it up at home, but the implication is that then you've got to let go of your professional life. And we don't understand, like you can do both.
Yeah, but it feels binary, right? Because if you feel like for those who are single, you feel like I can't have a dating life, you know? I'm trying to run a business. I can't have the hobbies that I'm into. Like, who has time for that? I'm an entrepreneur. This is what I do. And so it feels like this binary choice, or you just, we've heard, and you and I both run into guys that are, and women that are just like, listen, I don't have time for a life. Like, I got a business to run.
Yeah.
And it feels like one or the other. And I'm not quite sure that it has to be like that.
Well, for me personally, last year, I got to reflect on this equation pretty acutely.
Yeah.
Our business went through, as you know, some real trials and tribulations when the economy soured in March. We lost like 7 one-on-one clients. It was like over 75% of our revenue just disappeared within 5 weeks.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, crap, now what? In addition, a lot of the market had changed. And so the way we communicated, you know, needed to change. In addition, I didn't have a pipeline of relationships that we were building because normally you have a sales cycle and we were sitting fat and pretty.
Yeah.
And suddenly, boom, it's gone. So to like come out of that meant I felt like I have to like dive nose deep in and I've got to like do all things. So I'm working, you know, 12, 14 hour days. And admittedly, these are all the things I tell my clients not to do. And now here I am doing them.
Because you felt the pressure. Like there is a unique pressure that only a CEO entrepreneur can feel on your shoulders, right? Of a company, because it's not only your life, it's not only your family's livelihood, but it's other families' livelihoods. It's other, you know, team members that that's weighing on you in the process. And so the natural thing is to
Put your head down, you isolate. I'm just going to gut this out, you know, and I'm just going to get it done. I'm going to prove to everybody I can make this work. And, you know, here's some of the interesting stuff. My wife, she's not only beautiful, she's super smart. And there was some serious conversations that we end up having where she's like, this is cool. I understand that, you know, there's this season, and that's what she called it. There's this season that you've got to get some things done. Like, go get it. And you want to make sure we're here when you're coming back. And there were moments where she confronted me and said, you don't even know our kids anymore. And it was true. Like I'm not paying attention to their sports schedules or their life's, you know, challenges. I'm not paying attention to what classes they're excelling at or not excelling at.
Yeah.
I'm completely like blinded to all this stuff. And that's not the kind of dad I want to be.
Yeah.
Furthermore, my wife is, you know, giving me some grace, but at the same time, she's saying, don't come in here expecting everything is peachy keen when you're doing what you're doing. And just so you guys know, like my season, quote unquote, went on for 11 months.
Yeah.
And I was literally burning out. You know, again, a lot of the stuff that I tell my clients, don't do this. And here I am doing the shit that I'm a coach for, experiencing my own stuff. And now it's like, you know what, Nelson, maybe it's time to drink your own champagne.
Yeah.
And I started gathering myself around, or rather gathering some other people around me. And one of the friends of mine challenged me. He said this, he said, what can you let go of? And not like, oh, what are some things that, you know, you don't have to do aren't important. No, like on an emotional, mental, spiritual level, you're trying to control things.
Mm.
What can you control?
Yeah.
Like, it's not what you think. Yeah. You think you're controlling it.
Yeah.
So when you're doing these 12, 14 hour days, are you really productive?
Yeah.
No, you're just stuck in activity. Thinking that activity is going to produce better results, and really it's diminishing returns.
And isn't that the myth though? Like, I don't know, so many times we carry activity as a badge of honor. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm doing this, I'm that, I'm working all the conference circuit. I'm on the road X amount days of the year, almost like it's a, you know, this is what we entrepreneurs have to do. This is the only way we can, you know, keep a growing business afloat. And I think it's a myth because there are some amazing entrepreneurs that have either burnout Mm-hmm. Or had a massive health issue or a relationship issue and said it's not worth enough, or those that had the foresight to learn from people who had and go, wait a second, I can build my business in a different way so that I can have a personal life and a thriving business. Yeah. And sometimes I think the person who has a happier life and a balanced life is probably a better, more effective leader. Who would you want to work for?
Right, because everybody likes to be around happy people. I mean, there's this, I don't care if you're in sales, if you're in marketing, or if you're leadership, if you're happy, like people want to be around you. But if you're douchey, if you're grumpy, if you're stressed snapping, out. If you're stressed out, not fun, right? Yeah. So let's kind of like paint a picture here. Like, so people who are out, you know, being the leader and they're wearing, you know, carrying the weight. There is part of that that's just true as a leader. You carry a little bit more weight than everyone else, but you don't have to burn yourself out. You don't have to expose yourself to more pain than is necessary. Mm-hmm. And so the push seasons, that time when you do have to like lean in and work a little bit harder, might be a few weeks before a launch, a few weeks before, you know, some big hires, a few weeks before some, you know, big movement in the company, but it should not be prolonged because it is no way sustainable.
Yeah.
And that's the conversation we're having today is when you're perpetuating like, oh, we're crushing it, we're crushing. And you feed off of the emotion, you feed off of the feel goods and the dopamine hits of, we're making better sales, we're getting more clients, we're in growth mode, like all these great things. Yeah. And what we end up doing is we start negating some of the things that give us health and wellness and connection, community, like all these other parts that are part of our human nature.
Yeah.
And we don't realize it's a problem until it's too late.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden your kids don't really want to hang around with you. They don't want to spend time with you. You get home and you're so disconnected from your spouse and your kids that you actually feel like alienated or small.
And it's hard when you are respected in your company, respected in your business, and you come home and you don't feel that way. You feel like, you know, the person who's just a doormat and they feel annoyed around your presence because in some ways you might've been absent, you know, during those never ending push seasons.
I had one day where the kids, I walked in, they said, oh, dad's here. And that's about how it sat in my heart. I was like, well, that sucks.
Yeah.
Like they were so used to me being off in my little hole, you know, in my little lair, my little lab, tinkering away, that they were not used to me actually being involved. Yeah. And that made my heart super, super heavy. So for you who are listening at home or in the office, you're on a run or wherever you're at, if you're at a state where you're feeling some of the things I'm describing, like A, like we've said before, you're not alone. And B, let's take a look at this from a bigger perspective, because the myth that you can only have one or the other, you can only have a successful professional life or you can only have a successful personal life, is a lie.
Yeah.
And we get caught into this scarcity mindset that believes like we have to pour all of our energy into one thing and we can't pour any energy in the other thing, when the truth of the matter is there are different ways, different systems, processes, mechanisms, levers and buttons that you can push and pull that suddenly will give you more freedom, more capacity, more time. And when my friend challenged me about what can you let go, suddenly things stepped into flow. They stepped into ease. They stepped into like, wait a second, what am I doing? And so I started like taking a look at some of the things I was doing very differently. So the way I was doing sales, like I don't have to be doing this. Like, let me go find somebody else that can help in this department. Mm-hmm. What about this other area? Who can I delegate and have them do this instead? What are some of the things that I'm putting on a timeline that is not even like a realistic timeline?
Yeah.
I want it now. I want it within this. And then when it doesn't happen within this, I start to feel even more pressure and I put even more pain into my life. And as leaders, there's this level of isolation that we will go into feeling like we're all alone and this is just the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And nobody else understands my pain. Nobody else can get what I'm going through. And no one else understands how to solve the problem like I do.
Yeah.
These are all the BS stuff that we allow to go in our brain. And there's a saying, you maybe you've heard me say before, is like, in isolation, everything seems normal.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. You right? accept the pain as normal. You accept the disconnect at home. This is just the sacrifices we make as entrepreneurs. And what I'd love to do, Angus, is take your experiences, and I want to give our listeners three specific tactical things. There's a lot of things we can do, right? Yeah. There's a lot of things we can do to create a life at home personally that is fulfilling, that is happy, you know, that is where you have a lot of fulfillment in your personal life, and then take it into your business and be an amazing leader to crush it. Yeah. But I think it's easy to get in the grind and it's easy to get just in the minutia. So let's look at three things that we can do. What would be your top three things that somebody could do right now, today, if they feel like, Angus, I am in the grind, I am in the middle of it. How can I reset and be able to start moving towards that balance in my life?
So let's play with that word balance. Yeah. So it's like, people hear that word balance and like, dude, it's impossible. And you're right. Like there's not balance. There's more like integration, right? How do we integrate these things in? And balance is a way of seeing, like, I can balance my attention. I can balance my time. Cool, 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 cool. But ultimately, like, I'm finding new systems and processes to put into my life. And then I can integrate the things that are important to me.
Yeah.
So before we jump into this first one, which I'm going to call boundaries, right? I want to like paint some really, I'm going to look at you, bro. I'm going to look at you, sister. I'm going to look at you, leader. And I'm going to tell you, ego is a pain in the ass. Mm. You will carry some of these things out of pride, out of your own identity, out of control. And these are all the negative factors that are going on inside of us, keeping us in the funk, right? So I just want to clarify that first and foremost. So here's one of the solutions, this thing called boundaries. It's like, what are the things, as I stated before, that I'm doing I don't need to do? So first thing, like delegate. And we talk about this all the time. What does it mean to delegate some of the things in our life?
Yeah.
Like you are doing things that you do not need to do. And Dan Martell, one of my coaches, is always talking about, you know, calendars and email, like just start there.
Yeah.
Get someone else to run your calendar, get someone else to run your email. And suddenly, you know, you are breathing a little differently. Like, oh, that just saved my life. And then there's your time. Like for us, we have Mondays as a content day. We block this time because your brain can only stay focused on certain things for a certain amount of time. And if you try to like pole position or like Formula One racer, you know, running through gears, I'm going to do this and then I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this. Your brain can't work effectively versus when you put everything together and you batch certain actions that are related, your brain can follow a sequence. So for us, you and I sitting down in the morning, crafting what the content needs to look like this week, and then sitting down doing the podcast, and then sitting down doing some, you know, other parts of the video or whatever else. Suddenly it's like we're in rhythm.
Yeah.
And then other days, for me, mostly Tuesdays and Wednesdays are coaching call days. Mm-hmm. So I'm in the mode of serving in my coaching. So batching your time, blocking your time, and keeping those things as a priority. Super important. Third piece of that is for your personal life as well.
You time block your personal
life. Block your personal life. Yeah. So right now for me, Saturday nights are me and Duncan, my son and your son, taking them to flag football. Right. So they go and play
just
flag football.
Just to clarify, Duncan is not my son.
Oh yeah.
My son is cousins with Duncan. So anyway.
So my son and your son, like I'm taking them to hang out. And then afterwards, you know, we get to hang out and shoot the breeze and just have fun, right? Date nights. So my wife and I have determined Wednesday nights is date night. Yes. So date night doesn't have to be like, oh, fancy restaurant and go see a movie and do anything. Like, no, it's like sometimes it's just wandering up the street to a cafe and having a cup of coffee. Sometimes it's, you know, having a little cocktail. Last night, not Wednesday, but just a night for us just to hang out. Yeah. We just, right around the corner is a little place where that we grabbed a glass of wine. I took a cigar with me. I had a cigar. We chatted. We took in the night. It was beautiful. Blocking time for the things that are important include personal and professional, right?
Yeah. And here's what I love about it. It alleviates the constant nonstop of, oh, I just got to keep on being doing because the job, which will be never done. But if you know like, oh, I need to do this. Wait, no. Wednesday during the day is when I'm going to hit that, you know, or I'm feeling like, you know, am I going to spend time with my son? Oh, no, that, you know, Friday night's coming. That's when I'm going to spend time. There was a leader of a massive company that I just really looked up to, followed him a lot. And he came out, this was at he was sharing with a bunch of leaders. He said, I rescheduled and actually canceled on a conference. It was a big moneymaker for him. Mm. You know, he canceled. And he said, because I have a really important appointment at that time. I'm so sorry. I won't be able to make, you know, I can't make that time when I asked him. And he goes, that was my son's Little League game. And so, and sometimes it's choosing the things that are going to mean the most to your loved ones and the most to you and the way you connect and just doubling down on those. I forget who was there's one CEO that date night was an incredible busy guy.
From Netflix.
Yes.
Netflix.
Talk about that.
Yeah, every Tuesday night at, I think it was 5:30 p.m., his day was done.
Yeah.
And even though he's running Netflix, like everybody knew that was date night. He and his wife went out and it was just, that's it. 5:30, I'm out. Or 5 o'clock, I don't know, whatever it was. Yeah. And here's the thing. We tell ourselves, you understand, I'm doing these things for my family.
That's right.
I'm doing this work. I'm making this money.
I'm doing this for you.
I'm doing it for you. Damn it. Da, da, da. And these are the arguments that we'll have with our partners.
Yeah.
And the reality is you're not seeing through the full picture. You're only seeing through the scarcity of your time, energy, and emotion.
Yeah.
You're not understanding all these other pieces of time blocking and leveraging, you know, these different elements of our lives and getting a personal assistant or leveraging AI, tapping in the new tools that are available that can do things for you.
Automate.
All that automation, like all these different things are smarter systems and processes so that you can live a life that has more space and margin.
Yeah.
Now, when you show up for your family, you show up with more lightness and joy and happiness and ease. You're not constantly looking at your phone. You're not constantly distracted. You're not constantly have your brain run. And then your wife looks at you and says, you're not here. And you're like, no, I'm sitting right next to you. What do you mean? And you're like, you're here in your presence of your body, but not in the presence of your brain.
Oh, we've all had that. We've all had that happen. And sister and brother, if you could get 5 hours back out of your week, if I could guarantee you put something, you time block, you use some of these tools of delegation, you get 5 hours to do something that gives you life, connect with loved ones and still have the same productivity.
Yeah.
Would you do it? Abso-freaking-lutely. So boundaries and this one, time blocking is your main way of doing that. What's the second one? What's the second tactic?
So the second thing I recommend is going to this place of understanding the seasons part that we talked about, right?
Yeah.
There are push seasons, unequivocally.
Yeah.
I'm giving you permission. There are times where you have to like put the pedal to the metal, like, yo, let's get some things done. And let's also maintain boundaries. And let's still keep our personal life, you know, intact. And let's keep communications with our kids. So even in the middle of the day, some of your like outreach is, hey, hope you're having an awesome day at school today. Can't wait to see you when we get home.
Yeah.
You know, then the second piece is then from those seasons of push, also having seasons of rest, right?
And that's usually where we get caught. We start the push season and we say, this is the push season.
When I do this, but then I can take a break.
Yeah, or when I get... Angus, when I get funded, Then now you get funded and you're like, well, now I got to prove that I'm worth this funding. So we got to double down and we don't have those exhale seasons. We keep breathing in for push seasons and we need that breath of
love that illustration. Pressure.
Let me just pause for a second to say this. There is one trait that you will find in every successful leader, no matter their industry, no matter their role. And that trait is action. And we want to inspire ambitious leaders like you to bet on yourself and take action on those audacious goals that you see in your heart. That's why we created our 90-Day Accelerator. It's a results-driven, battle-tested framework designed specifically for high-performing leaders like you to get unstuck and propel you towards your goals. And in just 90 days, you won't even recognize a person you used to be. To be a part of this elite community, go to evolveleadership.org. Now, back to the show.
Angus, you and I have a buddy who was raising money, starting a bank, and he had a crazy 5-month season, and he had to raise $24 million. And they weren't going after big spenders. He was going after the smaller investor. So he needed a lot of volume. Yeah. So he just knew he was in a push season. Talked to his kids. Hey, daddy's going to be busy for a long time. And I was coaching him at the time. And so I said, okay, when's your deadline? Yeah. Okay. It's this time. Okay. What are you scheduling? He goes, Disney. Yeah. So I'm like, did you pay for it yet? So he goes, yeah. So he put Disney on the calendar as a way. It was just to get that breath. And during his push season, he not only raised 24, he raised $29 million in 5 months and took his kids to Disney and was able to have that breath. Right. But I think in the push season, one of our buddies, he goes on cruises. So he'll book a cruise at the end of his
one season. Cruise. He'll get, the boat is like pulling in and he's already booking the next cruise.
And so whatever it is for you, and that maybe you're booking a half marathon or something where you know is going to be a time of getting away, a time of breather, and put the credit card down, like have it where you can't get out of it. Basically you're going with the buddies on the, on the hiking trail or something like that, but you're going to have that time of being able to breathe out so that when the next pushing season comes in, you're at a great place with your family. You're at a great place in your health and you're ready to freaking go.
And here's in many ways, you create a sense or a window of urgency that if I'm going to Disney on the 13th or whatever the date is, right? It's like, I've got to get it done until then. And there's this law that basically says, I forget what the law is. The one that says, whatever time you give to something is the amount it will take. And so if you don't have like an end time of a thing, you'll just keep doing the thing.
The hamster wheel will keep on spinning.
Right. And you just run, and you never get to the end. And so establishing a time where, okay, it's got to be done by this, whether that's date night at 5 o'clock, then I got to be done at 5 o'clock. I've got my son's, Little League game at 7, got to be done by 7. I got my daughter, it's got her ballet at 3:30, got to be done. Suddenly you're creating these windows and you will actually get more done because you've now compressed time because of the window that you have, and you'll just perform. That's just the way we are. So then the last thing I'll say about the push season and the rest season is that thing I was talking about before in that isolationism, that when we isolate ourselves, it's that whole thing is if you don't have the boundaries and you don't understand you're in a season, you're just in that perpetual thing you just said, hamster wheel.
Yeah.
So all you see is this myopic view of like, I just got to. That's where I was, damn it. Mm. That's what I was experiencing is I just collapsed everything in to just seeing a focus of, I've just got to do this thing. And here's where my friend challenged me and it changed my life. Mm. Let go. I'm trying to control the situation for an expected outcome that I am expecting. I'm thinking if I get, 14 of these or 3 of those or whatever, the sales, the head count or whatever the thing is. And when I started to let go, suddenly I had different kinds of clients come who wanted to like pay for a year in advance.
Sure.
That was outside of my focus, outside of my scope. And things got easier. There's this energy, there's this reality to the universe that as long as we're trying to control things, as long as we're trying to run things our way, we're actually missing out on some of the systems of the universe. And I don't know, you know, the spiritual nature of you. I don't care where you're at on your scope of things. I just know this to be true. There's an energy in this world. There's just an energy about us as leaders that when we tap into it, we can step into flow. We can step into creativity. We can step into effectiveness and impact in ways we otherwise cannot.
Yeah.
And that brings me to this third piece. Coming out of the isolationism is community.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
When we are alone, first of all, we become even more lonely.
Yeah.
Which sucks for an entrepreneur.
You feel more weight than ever because no one understands.
Yeah. Nobody understands anyway.
Family doesn't get it. No one else understands.
And even though I want to talk to my spouse, they're not going to understand all the details and the intricacies. Like my wife will just like, I'm sorry. I just don't understand, but I love you. I believe in you. And they're like, on one level, okay, that feels a little warm and fuzzy, but on the other, they're like, you don't get it. You just don't get it. Right. And what if you have other people around you who A, can call you out on
your
BS.
Like
my friend, what can you let go of? Like, stop trying to be a control freak. Mm. Stop trying to do those things. Like, if I don't have people like that in my life, I can't see a different perspective.
Yeah.
Right?
Or see that you could do it differently.
A different perspective, right? Yeah. Or number two is maybe they've already gone before you. They've already experienced the same thing. That same friend used to run I think he had like almost 40 employees in his agency and went through the whole thing of, you know, difficult seasons and stuff like that, where he didn't pay himself that much, but took care of everyone else. And we started laughing like, sometimes I feel like I'm just working my butt off so I can pay everybody else. And I'm like, oh, I got you. Right. Yeah. And oh my gosh, I'm not alone. Because you have community. And now, like, I've been collecting, you and I were talking about yesterday, I was like, I want to bring in this person. I want you to meet this person. I want you to meet, because like, these are quality human beings. I just got a text from one of them just a second ago before we got on here. And it's like, I want more of these people in my collection of community, that people who like don't need anything from me, don't want anything from me except for my own wins. They want me to win and vice versa.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not like with them so they can make this introduction or do this thing or whatever. It's like, when I'm with you, I feel energized. When I'm with you, I feel at peace. When I'm with you, I feel like I'm not alone.
Yeah.
You get me. And we speak the same language and we're wrestling through what kind of bookkeeping software what's your tax season look like? And I'm like, you get it. You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm dealing with. Like, and one of my employees said it. I'm like, yeah, right. Like, what do you do in that situation? When you have a community of people who are going where you're going or have done what you've done, there's this intangible understanding of like, oh my God, I'm not crazy.
Yeah.
And then the second piece is when you have that community and they can coach you as friends, they can coach you as, I've seen this before, I've done this before, I've experienced this before, you're not alone. Like, have you ever considered, maybe you should think, have you ever tried? And you're like, oh. And because they're already in your space or, you know, in your world, there's a different level of understanding and trust and belief.
And if you can let go of your ego, because sometimes we get in those circles and we put on the face like we got it all together. And if you do, number one, everyone can see it.
Yeah.
And they'll know, like, you're just making crap up. Like, what are you talking about? But the other thing is that you'll miss out on that real connection because you're saying, I'm good. I don't need anything. Mm-hmm. I got everything. Even though your business is going up roller coasters, you know, going up and down. But who's your people? You need to have somebody in your life. Now, that can be very organic where, you know, you naturally connect with people or go to places or join networks. I mean, that's what we do even in Evolve is have places where people can come together who are of like mind going through the same thing and realize they're not alone and get some insight for people who have gone through the exact same thing. It's one thing to have, a spouse or loved one, or even a family member or friend go, hey, well, have you thought about, and you're like, but you don't understand
the pressure. Get it.
Like if you got it, like if I'm going through an addiction, right? If I have an alcohol addiction and I have somebody like trying to coach me on that, who's never been through an addiction, I'm like, that's nice. But how about if someone who's been through that, hey, I was an alcoholic 20 years and this was the thing that broke it for me. Well, okay, I'll listen to that guy. Like I can be, I can be coached by that person. And so finding your people is so important to be able to step into that place where you can get some perspective. And you know, if they call you out on it, man, that's good advice to take, you know, probably hurts so good.
It hurts so good. I would say in some ways that phrase, comes out of my heart. It hurts so good because we all need a mirror of someone who has seen what we cannot see, to where it's like, dude, I've been there. I mean, that's why I coach, is because I just want to help other people not experience the pain that I went through. And I was in the middle of my darkest hours, you know, not the darkest, but the darkest hours of 23, where I'm not sleeping or I'm waking up crazy, you know, in cold sweats because I didn't know how I was going to like turn the ship around. And my wife turned to me in this moment and she said, you know why you're going through this, right? I said, because I'm a dipshit. And she said, no, it's because you're going to help someone else not have to go through it too. And the weight of that was like this counterbalance of what made me see through a different lens. Like these kinds of things happen to the kind of people that can work through them. These kinds of things happen to tell the stories by people who know how to tell the story. And if you want to be the great leader, then these trials, these tribulations, these things, these challenges are to shape you and to mold you into the kind of leader you've quested to become. And so your aspiration or your ambition is now telling the universe, open up some doors of opportunity for me to learn the lessons I need in order to become the leader I want to be. And so now here we are being as who we can be here and then experiencing these other things to shape, mold us so that we can then be more.
Yeah.
And then we experience some other stuff and then we can be more. And you're constantly leveling up. And this is the difference between those that lead and those that do not. Those that choose to lead are those that see and invite opportunities to be stretched, to grow, to expand, and then yield to it. But if you stop yielding, if you stop growing, the business stops growing. If you stop like discovering, if you stop being curious about your own emotion, about your own experience, about your own challenge, then you miss the opportunities to then be able to have the empathy, the compassion, the capacity to lead your team effectively.
Yeah.
This is the stuff that every leader must like harness, is to understand that your experience is a product of the leader you're becoming. And the things that you're experiencing, you have asked for, you've invited, and therefore they are a welcome challenge. So if your spouse says to you, you need to go get counseling, you need to go get therapy, it isn't because she's demeaning, it isn't because she's disrespecting. Sure. Is because she sees something in you that she knows she can't fix. She sees something in you that she doesn't know how to help you, but loves you enough that wants you to get help.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
I was talking to the guy just a couple weeks ago, and that's what he told me. For years, my wife has been telling me counseling, and I'm like, it's because she loves you, dude.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I think she's just nagging me. And I'm like, she's not nagging me. She sees something she can't help with.
Yeah.
And as a leader, there are some things that we have to take, and we've talked about this before, ownership of, and then get the assistance, the help, the support, the direction, the perspective required for us to move to that next level.
Yeah. And Angus, when I think about this entrepreneur catch 22, it's a myth, right? You can have a wildly successful business and a wildly successful personal life, but it's going to take growth, right? It's going to take doing something different than what we've always done, right? Doubling down on work hours, it's not leveraging. It's not going to take you into the next level. I think of two of the most admired entrepreneurs that in our lifetime, Richard Branson and Oprah Winfrey, and they have developed a life, and they're at a spot where they're able to afford a little bit more of this, but Oprah works 4 hours a day. That's it.
Yeah.
You know,
and is it even really work?
Is it work?
Right.
But she's running this massive empire. Yeah. Richard Branson, same thing. Yeah. He's off skiing, doing all this stuff. And then he has his assistant gets filled in on stuff, but it's building and designing a life. And if we can use some of these principles, boundaries, being able to time block, being able to know the push seasons and know when the rest seasons are, and getting a community. So you're not alone. You're not trying to make this up on the spot. You're learning from people outside. And we all have blind spots, right? Mm-hmm. It's so hard to see the things we can't see. And to have someone who's been there call it out and lead us to a better spot and push us to grow, well, that's a recipe. That's a recipe for a great life.
Yeah. Invite other people into your stuff. This element of pride where it's like when someone comes to me and they're like, I'm only going to work with you one-on-one. I'm like, bro, I don't think you can afford to work with me one-on-one. Sure. We have this other program and it's this group hybrid, blah, 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 blah. And I'll tell them all the things. They're like, I'm not interested in groups. I don't want to be. I'm like, cool, cool, cool. So, you know, we can do one-on-one and it's going to be this fee. And they like, oh my God, I've never like, I think I want to do that. And I'm like, cool, cool, cool. We can do this other thing that's going to be a more affordable entry point. And you get to experience this, this, and this of having this peer group, having these other things. And they're like, I don't want them to know what I'm going through.
Yeah. Cause it's ego. And we all have it.
This is the thing. Yeah. It's like, don't you understand that this is the very thing that's going to set you free?
Wow.
It's like this reflection of what other people see in you and see for you is the thing that's actually going to help you get to where you want to go. Like this one guy that said, you know, my wife's been talking about counseling and whatever. And I was like, you know, it isn't so much the counseling as much as you just need perspective. And whatever that is, therapy or counseling or, you know, a mastermind or whatever, it's like all you really need is other voices to be invited into the stuff that's in your head.
Yeah.
Because the isolation is allowing all those thoughts, all that chaos, all that kookiness to percolate and bubble. And you're like, oh, I'm just going to do this and I'm going to do this. And it's like, you're doing the same thing over and 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 continuing to get the same results, right? Yeah. We know the cliche.
Yeah.
Versus inviting other people in to like say, that's not smart. This is no longer serving you. That's what used to work for you, but isn't working anymore. And here's this new tool or tactic that may help you do this easier. And what about this person over here? This person on your team is great. Why don't you give them that responsibility? Like suddenly you're like, spark, 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 idea, idea, idea.
Yeah.
All because you invited other people into your world. Yeah. And this is like, if that's my heartbeat, yes, today's conversation is about getting you to have as incredible of a personal life as you have a professional life, to be able to have a Portugal experience, whatever your Portugal is, like go craft your future, craft the life you want, craft the incredible beauty and love and family and like dreams and make a shit ton of money and impact the world and grow a business all at the same time. It can be done.
Yeah.
And there's tons of opportunity if you'll just open yourself up to see from a different perspective, take the opportunity to create the boundaries that are necessary to get to that place where you are, what's the second one?
The push
season. You're in the push season versus the rest season, creating that opportunity. And then thirdly, having community, inviting other people into your story. Those three things are definitely primary. And the ultimate one that I'm saying right here, right now is, your ego is the thing keeping you from experiencing any of it.
Yeah. Ego is the enemy, as
Ryan Holiday.
Ryan Holiday said it, but wasn't it Marcus Aurelius who originally?
I think so. Yeah.
One of those
great Stoic thinkers.
So Angus, here at Evolve, we're all about taking action. So what are you going to take action on? Is it time blocking? Is it scheduling something? You might be in the middle of a push season. Okay, that's great. Schedule your rest season. What is one thing you can swipe a credit card, put down non-refundable money on, yeah, so that you are telling your loved ones, you are telling yourself that
double
you
dog
are
daring yourself
worthy of the break. Maybe that's the Cabo vacation, whatever it is, put it down. Maybe it's the new bike, so you're going to go hit the hills or whatever. Yeah. Or the last one is join a community. Maybe it's just getting a friend that you know is in the same thing, letting go of your ego, and just saying, man, I'm struggling with this, this, and that. Have you ever run into that? Because that is wisdom. That is gaining all kind of knowledge and perspective so that you can crush it in your business and have an amazing, amazing life.
Come on.
Thanks for joining us for the Evolve Leadership Show. See you next time.
As we wrap up another episode of Evolve Leadership, thank you so much for taking time to invest in you. If there's to be any sustainable growth in your company or even in your relationships, you must grow first. And it's what I love to do for leaders, to help them grow, to challenge their thinking, sharpen self-awareness, to instill an unshakable confidence, and ultimately upgrade their sense of self. And we do this through our proprietary method called Agile EQ Plus, where we're leveraging agile leadership and emotional intelligence. We provide our signature training for individuals, and for businesses, we've designed a unique curriculum for company-wide learning and development. If you'd like to learn more about our training or to schedule a call, you can simply go to evolveleadership.org. And until next time, stay driven, keep climbing, and never stop evolving.